Our next guest has just returned from visiting one of the most strategically important cities in Ukraine right now, a city which it is feared could soon fall to Russia. The city is Pokrovsk, and the BBC's Abdu Jalil Abdurasulov is now back in Kyiv after reporting from the city. He began by telling us where Pokrovsk is.
Well, the city of Pokrovsk is in eastern Ukraine. It's in the outskirts of the Donbass region. And it is an important city because it's part of a key transportation hub. One of the main supply routes goes through Pokrovsk, and Kyiv uses that route to support its troops in eastern Ukraine. So they send supplies such as weapons and food, and they can also move their military personnel via that road that goes through Pokrovsk. So it is an important strategic city, and therefore the Russian troops are trying to cut it off. And if they do succeed that, then other areas near the front line will be in a very difficult position, and perhaps Ukrainian troops will be forced to retreat from there as well.
What was happening, Abdu Jalil, when you were there? You saw many people fleeing?
Yes, when I went to Pokrovsk, I joined volunteers who were helping people to evacuate from Pokrovsk. And now trains stopped going to Pokrovsk because it's not safe for them. And therefore, the evacuation is taking place. The train that evacuates people is leaving from another city. So people are now gathering at an assembly point in the city, and from there they are taken by bus. And that complicates the whole process because it takes time to get them to that train station. And a lot of those people who require to be evacuated, they are elderly. Some of them are quite ill, so they require special vehicles sometimes. And of course, there is not enough vehicles like ambulances to take them to the train station that is more than 100 kilometers away from Pokrovsk.
And I'm sure it must have been very difficult to persuade them, to convince them to leave. If they are quite elderly, they've probably lived there all their lives.
That is correct, yes. A lot of those elderly people are not willing to leave because they're afraid of the uncertainties that awaits them when they leave. They don't know where they will go. They're concerned that it might be expensive, even though the authorities assure them that the accommodation will be provided and they don't need to pay for the bus or for the transport at all. However, some of these people are concerned that if they leave, then their houses might be robbed. In fact, I was with the police unit going from village to village and urging the residents to leave. And one of the women who actually sent a request to be evacuated when those policemen came to her house, she said, "No, I don't want to leave because I already left for a week. And then when I came back, my house was robbed. Some of my furniture pieces were stolen and other things were missing." So she says, "If I leave, then the entire house will be gone." So she wants to stay. And in the end, they managed to convince her because they're saying, you know, what's more important, your life or your stuff? So you need to decide because the front line is very close and we could hear the explosions in the distance. So in the end, she agreed and she left.
Half the population have left, so around 24,000 people have already fled. How close is Russia to Pokrovsk?
The front line is about 8 kilometers now from Pokrovsk, and that's very close because now the city is within the range of Russian artillery. In the past, the Russian forces used to target the city using missiles and multiple rocket launchers from a long distance. Now they can launch aerial bombs, the guided bombs, and also they can shell the city using their artillery. So the city is now getting more and more hammered by the Russian forces. And it's getting louder and louder each day because the troops are slowly advancing towards the city. And that also, of course, urges the local population to leave the city as soon as possible. But the Russians are trying to target the road infrastructure as well. When we were there, we saw the bridge that is on the way out of the city. It was hit by by the Russian forces and was badly damaged, and therefore the authorities had to close it. So all the evacuation buses, they have to take an alternative route. So it makes the whole journey and the whole process of evacuation even more slow and longer.
And they're targeting power and water supplies as well. And presumably they have far more soldiers than Ukraine does.
Yes, I spoke to the head of the military administration of Pokrovsk, and he says that the ratio of troops in the region is 10 to 1 in Russia's favor. So he's saying that the amount of troops that Russia is using to advance towards Pokrovsk is massive, and the Ukrainian soldiers are doing their best to stop them. But they do require more ammunition, they do require more weapons, and of course they require more people on the battlefield as well. And there's a lot of discussion now here in Ukraine about the Ukraine's Kursk operation when they launched the incursion into Russia's region of Kursk. It definitely boosted the morale here among the military, but now there's a question whether it would be more effective to use those troops involved in that Kursk operation and send them to the Donbas region and defend the eastern Ukraine. The military leadership here, they're saying that even though the Russian troops didn't pull out their troops from eastern Ukraine to defend this Kursk operation, and that was the expectation from many here, that operation still helped to support Ukrainian troops in the east, because now they're saying Russia is unable to reinforce their groups in the Donbas region that are now trying to advance.
That was the BBC's Abdul Jalil Abdurasulov, who was talking to us from Kyiv.